Blog Talk Radio.
I see your motion picture. Blog Talk Radio. Sometimes we get emotional. Things that we be going through. A way to get it out without sounding clowny is overdue. I go in the vocal booth, but that's just the chosen few. You don't gotta suffer from love issues, there's hope for you. You stuck in the homie zone, don't know the rules. Relationship ended, you need closure soon. Or you trying to spice up your sex life. We got Jet Set Jazz to help you and maybe show you moves. And victorious will interject with intellect in case you go from friends to sex to lovers, or you get rejection, or you feel a disrespect and don't know how to deal. We ain't judging, we just touch on subjects. We know how you feel, call in. Got our host game so official, it's deep even when we plan. You know it's called the emotion picture, cause you can see what we be saying. Tune in.
Good evening and happy new year. It's the girl Jazz. How's everyone doing tonight?
Yeah, we good. Happy New Year. Happy New Year to everybody.
Same to you. How? Oh, you got new music for the new year? Nah, you ain't got no new music. What's going on? Is this Shaw? Is this Theo? Is this Vic? Soul Sonic? Who's on with me tonight?
Soul Sonic.
Hey, Soul Sonic.
Brother Victorious is a little under the weather today, you know. Hope he's listening, tuning in, you know, feeling a little better.
I hope so, too. He must have had a hell of a new year.
It's cold in New York right now. It's cold in New York.
I know. I almost got snowed in there, so I am happy to be back in warm, sunny Florida.
Yeah.
Y'all can have that winter wonderland business. So, did you do anything special to bring in the new year?
Oh, man. Oh, you know, family stuff.
Okay.
We've got a lot of stuff going on, a little personal life, you know. But, I guess that's warranted, you know. That comes with the territory, you know. At least for me, it does.
Okay. Well, I hope everything that you were working on in 2013 continues to be successful. Same for you and all of our listeners. And for those of you who are probably thinking this voice sounds familiar, I'm going to go ahead and let the cat out of the bag. Soul Sonic is our X-Files correspondent.
Oh, man.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm in.
Oh, man. Do have
Oh, man.
I know you've been listening, and I've been dying for an opportunity to talk to you, especially on the air, where I can say that every week I feel like things get weirder and weirder listening to
X-Files. The X-Files, I mean, the thing is, you know, a lot of people go through things in their own personal lives as well, you know, and I'm, you know, for me, I guess I've been blessed to have the experiences that I've been had. I mean, you know, I know somebody else out there got to be going through the same thing. Maybe they just don't vocalize it or don't tell anybody. But I've been in a little hiatus, but I've just been trying to get a little bit more material for y'all, you know. So I'm stacked right now.
Be careful getting material for us, because you know I'm a therapist, though, Sonic. I will be happy. You know, I'm willing to gift my services to you. You can spend some time on my couch because you have been through some things. So keep the X-Files coming, but be careful in getting that content. We love the X-Files, but we love you more.
For sure.
I worry
sure.
about you. Okay. So I think Oniqua, our role model romance correspondent, is on. I think she is getting back to school and probably getting adjusted. So we're giving her a no pun intended tonight. And I see Victorious is taking a break, and I think Shaw's taking a break. So there's a theme going on here, people. Tonight we are going to be talking about breaks. I don't know how I feel about the Emotion Picture Crew taking a break tonight, but it's a hot topic, so it's pretty ironic.
Yeah, no, definitely. I mean, you know, I was excited to hear about this topic. You know, sometimes people, you know, go through these little relationships. You know, a couple months pass by, maybe a year pass by, and y'all going through some, you know? And
mm-hmm.
So what do y'all do? You know, what do you do? You know, sometimes, you know, you step back and you know, really figure out if this is for you or not, you know, if this person is for you or if this is what you want, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, most definitely, sometimes you gotta take that break.
So... we're going to really dig into this topic, but a few questions that I have leading up, and I want to make sure everybody knows that they can give us a call in at any point in time in the show. They just need to dial 323-657-1479, press 1, and Nikki Blue will let you in to give us your opinion on the topic or share your experience. But Soul Sonic and I are going to share some of our experiences with taking a break from love. I guess this is – our producers thought that this was a really good topic because it's pretty hot right now with – is it Dwayne – you know, I don't even know the guy's name. Dwayne Wade.
Dwayne Wade, basketball player.
Yeah. Him and Gabrielle Union took a break, and then he went and had a baby during this break. And then there's another one. Who's the other couple?
Ludacris. Yeah.
And I don't even know how to say his girlfriend's name. What's her name? I don't know. That girl, his girlfriend. They had a breakup, and then there's a bunch of celebrity couples who've been taking breaks, and in between the breaks, some pretty interesting things happened. So with both Wade and Ludacris, they had a baby in the middle of the break.
Oh man, yeah. I mean, I was you know, surfing the net and came across an article that apparently she had wrote to Gabrielle Union, right? Gabrielle Union is
girlfriend. The baby mama.
Yeah, the baby mama apparently wrote some type of article describing the house, his house, and stuff. I don't know how accurate this is.
Uh-huh.
You know, it could be spam or someone, you know, somebody
okay.
could be writing it up, but. Man, I was like, oh, that's so wrong.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's just so wrong.
Wow.
Yeah.
So,
you know, they have, you know, he has a baby. He has a baby with another girl. She took a break. And she come pop up with a kid. Like, what do you say?
That's a long break. Or maybe it was a short break. It's hard to tell. But I guess for me, the thought that I have in my mind, and I'm going to share, like, between me and my children's father, who we took a break, and he had a baby in between that break. So we have a daughter that's 13. He has a son that's 11. And then we have a daughter that's 9. So you do the math. I only have 2 kids.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
Yeah.
Did this happen to you?
Yeah.
I was on a break. And, oh, no.
I'm Gabby. minus the money and fame, right? But, okay, so I'm going to share. This is the point where we share our break stories. And so we were together really young, like you said. You know, you get into these relationships, and a few months or years go by, and you kind of got to figure out what you're doing. So we were really young. We had our oldest daughter. And things were tough. Like, the relationship wasn't going well. Being young parents wasn't going well. And I thought we were taking a break. So this is, and we're going to talk a little bit about when you when you say you're going to take a break, you got to be really clear what that means. It means you're going to, like, do some reflection. You're going to go, you know, up to the mountains and figure out what's next in your life, or does it mean you're single, right? So I thought we were taking a break, like, just trying to cool things down, refigure out where we needed to be in the future, work on ourselves a little bit, focus on the baby. And we got back together about maybe 5 or 6 months into the or after the break. And a few months later, there's a woman who is about to deliver his son. So, yeah. And at that point, we were back together and things were going well. So what do you do? it was clear. The math was good. It was obvious that we were separated at the time that she conceived the baby, that they conceived their baby. But the math was also off with respect to us being back together and this baby about to be born soon.
Oh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. The math was, it was on, but it was a little off. Uh-uh.
Yeah. Yep, it was on, but a little off. So at that point, of course, you know, I wasn't as calm and logical as I am now with, you know, well, we were apart and, you know, you got busy and you had a baby that you didn't exactly plan for. I was very upset. I was hurt. Perfect timing. Let him in, Nikki. Hello.
It's just me. It's just me. Happy New Year. Don't stop your story. Keep it going.
Okay. Hey, stop.
What's going on? Happy New Year.
Yeah. So we talked about this break. I don't know if you've been listening in before dialing in, but I was on break with my kid's dad, and he had a baby in between the break.
I didn't know that. That's crazy.
Yeah,
that's some good dirt, though, Jazz. That's like real juicy dirt right now. That's like, wow.
But, you know, I used to be really embarrassed about it. Like, when my daughter would say, like, I have a brother, I'm like, really? No, you don't. You know? Or, like, that, he's not your little brother.
I mean, before the break, did y'all discuss, like, you know, did y'all have any terms or, like, you know, what did y'all discuss? I mean,
no,
I don't think a baby is something, regardless, I don't think a baby is something, that's understood. No, no babies, you know what I mean?
You would think, right? But, I mean, I don't, or you, like, for me, I was really taken, I was really trying to focus on myself, seeing where we were going to be in the next few months. I wasn't having sex with anybody. I wasn't dating anyone. And, you know, for him, those terms meant something else. And when we did decide that we were going to get back together, and then this baby situation shows up, it's like it was really hard because I was upset, I was mad, but then at the same time, you know, he kind of just kept reminding me we weren't together during this time, and you know we didn't set any type of terms, so you know time and space and emotions flew over and we continued our relationship, and then we had our second daughter, but the son was always you know in the picture. We obviously acknowledged him completely, and I am not, and it sounds like some of the women, the celebrities that we talked about, Gabrielle Union and Ludacris's girlfriend, you know, they're continuing their relationship, and I was in the situation at the time where if you're going to take care of your daughters, you have to take care of your son too, you know, and he did to the best of his ability. That's a whole nother show. But I wasn't 100% comfortable, and it was very embarrassing. But as I'm older and mature, like, it wasn't a mistake I made, and it is what it is. Babies sometimes are they're the proof of our actions.
Yeah, little bastards.
You know what? Yeah, you still hating kids in 2014?
Nah, I coach kids every day, man. I love them until they get older, and I hate them.
Or until they show up in the middle of your break. So,
Yeah,
that's my story.
Wow.
That's his story.
He should have took the male pill, you know. During that break.
You know what? And I don't know to this day how early he knew that she was pregnant. I don't know if she didn't share, you know, like she just held on to it. I don't know. I don't. All I know is that about, what, like maybe 7 or 8 months into her pregnancy, I knew that he was having his baby.
Oh, man. Now, he probably knew as soon as she knew because she told him, but he was probably waiting because, you know, things could happen. You know, the first trimester, you're never sure if something could happen, and he already spilled the beans, and then that happened. It's like, damn, I said something for nothing. You know, you just dug himself a hole. You know, he probably didn't want to go through that. So, damn, but what do I know?
I missed it. Was it a one-night stand or was it somebody he was seeing?
He tried to downplay it a little bit, but I think it was somebody that he was seeing. It was at least somebody that he knew from, like, the neighborhood for a minute. So, and then, you know, at that point, of course, when I was mad, I'm like, you've been fucking her. And, you know, I know that, you know, I was just going through all these different things, but because we were on a break, he was able to say and to stick to, whether it's the truth, a lie, or whatever, it's kind of water under the bridge now, he was able to say, like, no, this happened when you and I weren't together. Remember, we said we're going to take some time. And my bad, like, this is what happened when we took time. So my question to you, though, think of the person that you either really, really love right now or really loved at some point in time. And I want it from the male's perspective. If you and a woman were taking a break and you weren't 100% clear on what the terms were, and you decide, you know what, this is the woman for me, I want to get back together with her, and then 2 months down the line you find out that she's pregnant, she finds out that she's pregnant from break, what do you do? What do you think? You're in love with her.
Hey. I'm going to let Sha go first.
For me, I couldn't do it, man. I couldn't do it. I would have to bow out gracefully. I thought about that because I had somewhat of a break situation that, you know, it was more of a real break up, but yet still, I always thought about seeing that the picture on Instagram with the stomach and like my jaw dropping. You know what I mean? But I think that would be too much for me to handle because I just feel like I've always talked about the whole single mother thing and just dealing with other families that get involved. And, you know, I'm saying this from a perspective because I haven't had to deal with it. You mentioned me really, really loving the girl. So I don't know. I've never been tested to have to love somebody. So it's tough to say, but right, my first instinct is it would be if you went that far, like I say with Dwayne Wade, if you went that far to go with no protection, then you felt really, really comfortable with this person. Like, you know the consequences. So it must be something deep. Now, if it was a situation where a condom broke or, you know, it just got through.
See, but then, you know, I mean, I heard that story too, you know, because, of course, I was thinking, like, what do you mean you didn't know she's pregnant? You fuck a bitch raw and you know, come at her, she's going to get pregnant. And then it was, oh, we use protection. And so there's so much that you're put in a position to trust this person that they didn't go out and intentionally put you at risk, your health, you know, or y'all's future. Or that, you know, it wasn't just a thing where they're having sex. Even if they have some type of feelings, like you're saying, you've got to be into this person if you just screwing them haphazardly or so you just got to be in a position to trust that person, or I don't know. What if it is like
It's a little easier for y'all because for guys, like, even if I hear that she slept with somebody or something like that, like, the baby is proof, and I envision that. Like, y'all did it. It's real. It really happened.
Same for women.
It's
embarrassing. Isn't my pride, like, because from the out, if I don't have a chance to tell this story, like I'm telling you guys here, like, this is what happened. In January we broke up, and, you know, May we got back together, and then she was like, I'm just making a base or whatever, and then she comes with the baby in September. Like, if people just look or just hear me and my family talking, and it's like, you know, my daughter's 12, my daughter's 13, her brother's 11, and her sister's 9. Well, where'd our 11-year-old boy from? And yeah, they got the same father? Your kids got the same father? Yeah, my kids have the same father, but the boy is somebody else's. That's embarrassing. Because immediately he cheated. And, like, what the hell you mean you was on break? What that mean? I mean, I can talk about it now because I'm very comfortable with myself, that relationship, and what's mine to own and what's not. But going through that relationship, like, you know, how do you say, like, oh, my husband or my significant other is going to visit his son? And that's what it would be. Like, oh, no, where's so-and-so? Oh, he's in Florida. What's he doing out there? He's going to visit his son. His son. Yeah.
It still flows better from the masculine perspective.
Yeah, you got a better flow to it.
Really?
I can hear the flow.
Yeah,
you
a little bit. Just a little bit.
Y'all trying to make me feel better.
It does, because, I mean, with your girl going to slide, I can't even get the word.
No.
Yeah,
you can't just
right.
like, oh, yeah,
yeah
my wife go and take the baby to go see her dad. No?
Yeah, like that's
crazy.
I thought
y'all been together. Y'all was together for 20 years. What you mean the baby 15?
Yeah. Nah, baby.
Wow. So there's a little bit, there's more pride to it with men. Being forgiving,
yeah.
More forgiving.
Yeah.
So, Sonic, you feel the same way?
I mean, the whole situation is a little, you know, I mean, you know, y'all taking a break or something, and, you know, you have a kid. Like, you know, I think, if the roles were reversed, right? Let's say the roles were reversed, and your girl, when your girl take a break, you know, and your girl comes back pregnant, like, I don't, you know, I don't know, man. Like, what do you mean you're pregnant? You know what I mean? I guess it's definitely different. It's definitely different because he didn't come back pregnant. You know what I mean? Like, for a woman, you know, she goes out and you know, does that on her break. She comes back pregnant. Like, you know, like, what is that? So, I don't know.
Yeah. So let me interject a little bit of formality into the discussion so we can get off my topic or get off my story. Our producer found us a little bit, actually found us a pretty good definition of what a break is. And I think this is so important because you know the difference between you guys broke up, ended the relationship, and if you get back together, you know, you're starting anew. Or are you really just taking some time away? So if someone says they're on break, they should be meaning it's when they spend time apart for the purpose of either strengthening the relationship or deciding to end it. So it doesn't mean that it's ended. It doesn't mean it's going to last forever. It just means you're taking time to decide whether you're going to go hard, go stronger, or you're going to call it quit. A relationship break has a set time limit, and after that time, the couple gets back together to reassess the situation. So
what's the limit?
You set that time.
Nah,
you set that time, my God.
Man.
You know, and see, me personally, that's tough. That not even just from this first experience that I had in a very serious relationship, but even now, like, I found myself, like, you know, maybe we need to take a break for a few months. What does that mean? Like, in a, you know how much stuff happens in a few months?
You know how long the break is for the guy? You know how long the break is?
How long?
It is as long as we have gone without having sex. So that means if we were together and we possibly went 2 months and nothing happened, then I know that's your threshold. I know that's your threshold. So
okay.
If we break for 2 months, then I know you smashing. We're gone, baby. I'm out of here.
Dang. But you know that's a sign of needing to take a break, right? Not having sex for us.
This is correct.
A certain period of time. Okay.
This is correct. Yo, yeah,
so
I trust you. I know firsthand. Yeah.
Well, so the set time, I mean, I think that that's extremely important. So if you say that a break is, we're just taking this time to think. We're not taking this time to move forward. We're not taking this time to make any decisions. We're just, you know, on pause for a moment, and we're going to do this for 2 months. And then, so that means no babies for 2 months, right?
That's what that means.
I mean,
but let me ask you this.
Yeah.
In your situation, Jazz, did you, were y'all living together?
We were, but when we were on break, we weren't. We were living in different space, different households.
Okay, yeah. Yeah. I mean, I did the same thing, so.
Yeah. I mean, and we didn't sit down and say for this long and these are the terms and this and this and this. It, you know, in retrospect, I think that would have at least helped me make a better decision once I knew the baby was on the way. At least then I could have been like, no, you know, we said we weren't going to sleep with other people. We didn't say anything. We just said we're taking a break.
Good.
So.
I think if a girl, like a girl would tell you, like, you know, she needed a break, man, I would just think that she's trying to open up that friend zone book. You know what I mean? All them dudes in the friend zone, she just pinning them up and texting them, and they just having a jolly good old time, man. That's what I would think, man. Nah, man.
Oh, definitely.
Really? What do you think, Josh? I got a comment to make about that.
Yeah, that's definitely. You know, I mean, yeah.
You know
I experienced that.
Yeah.
I experienced it.
All
the
friends
like,
on pull
out. Yeah, you want to test the waters. He was out there. You're not sure. And that's cool. Well, we both out there.
To me, it's not that I want to see other people when I think of taking a break. And like I said, when I didn't date other people. I really, you know, spent that time on me and my current situation.
I feel like when I want to see other people, I don't think I need a break. I think I need to be out of the relationship.
So, I mean, I don't think, like, you was, like, not a lot of girls, Jazz, you know what I mean, are out there, oh, yeah, I need a break. You know, I'm just trying, I need to, you know, clear my head. And, you know, they're taking yoga classes. You know what I mean? I don't really
see. You don't think so?
Nah,
they
man,
just don't
want to
get caught. No?
So,
When men say they need space or they need a break, is it that they want to? Is it's not necessarily that they want to see other people, or they? What is it with you guys primarily?
I think sometimes it's maybe, you know, he's already seen somebody else. He's just trying to get a little time to get a little closer, and then to break off so he don't get caught. Oh man,
wow.
I can't believe I said that. I can't
what
believe
do you think,
I said that.
It's okay. It's okay. That's one man's opinion. That's one man's opinion, ladies.
It's both. You know, sometimes he might not be feeling like he's getting enough of what he needs in the crib, so he may be looking outside. But you know, it may be a situation where you may be dealing with the one, so you're not looking outside
right.
for something new. And you may really need to clear your head and figure out if you can make it work. And that's when it gets really, really tough because it's like you feel like there are really no other options then to go in.
Mm-hmm.
But you need that person to be 100%, you know, going in with you. And
okay.
I don't think men are good with that, with handling those real, real emotions that, hey, this person may have checked out or may not be where I am. That's tough.
Mm-hmm. It's a good point that you make. I kind of feel that way more so than I don't really think that when someone says they need a break or that they need space, it's contingent on another person being involved all the time. You know, I think that Soulsonic is definitely talking about a percentage of people that will use that excuse. Or like you mentioned, maybe just kind of seeking out other people to see if they're missing something in their relationship. But I do think that sometimes, you know, for different reasons in our life, we need to kind of not be influenced by the person that we're with. And I know recently a girlfriend of mine told me someone made a visit to her town that she knew from college, and he was kind of talking a little out his head about, you know, what if we were together and what would that be like? And she was like, don't you have a girlfriend? And he was like, we're on break right now. And then a few weeks later, we see on Facebook, he's engaged to the girlfriend. So you know, we're kind of talking.
Happens
about,
every
I mean,
day.
That's why I'm thinking maybe he just needed to kind of get it out of his system, work it out, what it's like to flirt again, see if, you know, and then maybe he just came to the realization that I'm in the best situation. I might as well go ahead and make that move. What do you guys think about that? Don't that sound like what Dwayne Wade did? Went out there, had the baby, took the break, realized he had the, you know, the one, and then he married the girl, or is marrying her.
Yeah, I heard she was sending out some real cryptic, sad messages around the time that he was supposed to be dealing with Shorty.
Ah.
I don't know, maybe.
She need to call me. I can help her work through it. I'm like, girl, hold your head up. It's okay. Y'all can still have more kids. It's okay.
Yeah.
It's the embarrassment more than anything. That's what I think. I think as a couple you can work through situations that happen when you're not together. But it's just the of people knowing and having to try to explain it. And, you know. So we have 8 signs of when it's time to take a break. So everybody listen up closely, and you guys tell me what you think about these. If you're currently in a relationship and you're, you know, feeling like maybe I don't know what to do next, maybe it's time for you to take a break. So listen closely. Number 1, you don't talk anymore. I think it's time to break up with y'all.
Yes. I mean, I will go further than that and say, I don't know if this is part of the list, I don't want to be a spoiler, but if you don't laugh together anymore.
Okay.
I read that joking is one of those things, like humor is not only a spark, it's just one of those things that is a sign that two people enjoy being around each other when you can share jokes and when you can laugh at each other's jokes. So the communication, definitely, but you know, laughter is a big part of that as well.
Okay. So, Sonic, you agree?
Yeah, I think, Sean made a good point. You know, I think, I mean, communication is important. You know, I mean, a new couple is definitely going to have, you know, different things that they're going to talk about than an older couple, you know. And, you know, after a while, you've been with somebody for such a long period of time, you know. I mean, you know, you're not really going to be going into the things that y'all already spoke about. So, you know, y'all have to find other interests. And, you know, the lines of communication definitely have to be open. And I think, you know, smiling and laughing and joking and those things that keep, you know, relationships interesting, you know, definitely important. Yeah, you know, you got to talk.
Absolutely.
Talk
and
laugh. Yeah.
Number 2, you don't spend time. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Okay, number 2 is you don't spend time together. And I guess if you're not laughing together, you wouldn't be spending a lot of time together.
That's true.
That's a good one. But also keep into consideration what's going on in each other's life as to why you may not be spending time. I'm sure that you guys, I mean, I know Soul Sonic is really involved in the martial arts community and his community in general. And Shaw, you spend a lot of time dedicating time to your albums. And I know for me, I spend a lot of time building my businesses. And, you know, sometimes you aren't going to spend a lot of time, but that's not necessarily a reflection of how you feel about your partner. So, have you guys ever had women jump to conclusions about or not be considerate about what's going on in your life? Like, you're not spending time with me, but not realizing that you are dead smack in a very important project?
So, sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, so definitely. You know, I mean, you know, women be bugging. You know, they be, you know, sometimes you have to take a phone call and, you know, and then, you know, somebody calls, you're talking to your girl or whatever, and somebody calls you on the other line, it's kind of an important call. You're like, no, I got to go, baby. I'll call you later. I got to take this call. No. I mean, no. I got to take this call. You know what I mean? You know, stupid things like that, you know, and the little things become big things, you know, and, you know, I don't know. Yeah. Women be bugging, man. That's all I know.
Yeah.
I'm going to teach a class. I'm going to teach a class of doing something. But, you know, that's where I was at. Oh, no, that's not where you was at. You know, they tell me, no, you weren't there, you're lying. You know, something like that. Like,
yeah, that's bad.
Yeah.
I can't deal with that.
I think to me, time is the new money, man. So I think the main thing that people want to see is effort. You know, it's one thing to have your day filled up. Like right now I'm coaching, so we got games, we got practice. I'm not out of there till 8 o'clock every day. And it's kind of draining but rewarding at the same time. I'm giving back to these kids.
Right.
But if I do have free time, it's about making time to do something with someone else. And I think when they see that, it's not much you can say. You can't really complain. I think the problem when you're an entrepreneur like you are and I was at one time really doing everything on my own, there's no set schedule. So
right.
If I'm up till 3 a.m., it's like it's hard to understand because you're working for yourself, and that becomes a problem. If people, you know, if you're with someone that is a 9-to-5 and you're, you know, working 5 to 9 and, you know, in the morning, it's different. So it's all about really compromising and setting time and understanding the difference in two people, which is part of communication.
That is huge. I feel like this month was the opening of my studio here in Clearwater, and everything leading up to it was just, like you said, those 3 o'clock in the morning hours. And even just my attention span has been so focused on this that I felt like I was neglecting, you know, my partner and even just, you know, friends and things like that. But I wasn't able to kind of show the same effort, like say, you know what, on Saturday night, let's go do this, because there was no right. Saturday night that I could. There was no, and if I wasn't working or thinking about work, I was trying to get some rest. So the most important thing for me to do was just to acknowledge, not have the person say to me, like, you know, you haven't been spending any time, but me actually saying, you know what, I really do miss being able to talk, you know, on the phone or to go out. And I can't wait until there's like a new normal with my schedule and we can do those things. So if you are a person that's really busy or you're, you know, kind of experiencing a change in your life, don't make your partner or your significant other bring it to your attention. Acknowledge
right.
the fact that things have changed. Hey, Sha, I have to say, you have really matured a lot with this relationship stuff over the last year.
I think I just said things to shock y'all to have some contrast in the group,
in the
but
show.
Not. Yeah, but not. You know, I have grown and I've seen a lot, and I understand more. I think reading the Love Language book definitely helped out. Yeah, you know, because everybody's different, and that's the thing. There's no one blueprint. Even something as simple as talking, like I was going to tell you, there's different levels of communication. Like some people can talk on the surface and everything would be great with a how was your day, how was your day. And
right.
if you don't set aside time to talk about long-term, short-term goals, just your visions for the future and, you know, simple things and things that may be tough to talk about because finances is one of those things that people probably avoid, you know, talking about until there's a problem. And that can break up a relationship, you know what I'm saying? So it was always my dream to have a night set aside where the TVs go off and the phones go down and there's a, you know, just communication about what's next. And that's not realistic in a lot of homes because there's so much going on. So
That's very true. It is really tough to make that time. But some other things when even, you know, time is not an issue, you mentioned something like when you are together, are you happy or are you fighting all the time? That's one of them. Do you fight all the time? Do you not have sex? You know, that's when you are together, are you intimate or, you know, is that gone? And I don't know that, and you guys tell me, I don't know that taking a break is the answer to that. What do you guys think?
It depends on where you are in a relationship. But go ahead.
No. Go ahead. No, I'm listening.
Yeah, I think it depends on where you are in a relationship. Like, breaks for a couple that's been together 5 or 6 months, you know, I don't think that makes any sense. If you've been together 3-4 years, you know, 6-7 years, and you're unsure whether this is the person that you want to spend the rest of your life with or... you know, you kind of hit a wall where it may be a long-distance relationship. You need to close the distance. It just might be some hump that you guys need to get over. Some women might be waiting for a ring, and the guy's not sure. Like, at those points where there's a turning point, those are the times where you need to really maybe take a step back and figure out if you two are on the same path. You know, I've been there where you're not sure if two people can share the same vision. And it's not that you don't love them. It's not that, you know, you don't get along. It's just you're not sure. And being in their space doesn't help because the love may be so strong. So and at those points is when separation, it's helpful because you need your own clarity and you can't get it from someone else.
That takes us right to the next segment. What are the benefits of taking a relationship break? And you pretty much nailed it. Getting space for yourself, time to find yourself or to find yourself as an individual, and also access if you're compatible as a couple, as well as to make a decision on the progression of the relationship. I also find that it's a good time to make a decision on not just if you're going to go forward, but how you're going to move forward. And, you know, I have experience where you're trying to figure that out together. And, you know, it's hard if you're fighting or if you're not communicating well or the influence. Like, you kind of like, well, if you think we should, then that's fine. Well, if that's what you want, then I'm okay with it. And, you know, just not really being sure where you want to go. For me, we took a break. We got back together, and we did exactly the same thing we did before we were on, before we broke up.
Wow.
Nothing was different. I mean, it was kind of like, you know, a honeymoon getting back together. I'm glad that we decided to move forward. But nothing changed. We didn't redefine the relationship at all. And,
but that's very normal. People do that all the time. I have a friend who's going through that right now where her man did everything he could to get Who's that?
Again, a lot of
background
noise.
Is he
making chop suey over there?
Who's that? Soul Sonic making food?
You know that.
Somebody was cleaning up a little bit.
Oh. But her man, like, they had a breakup and he did everything right to get back in, and as soon as he got back, the same thing starts going on, and it's. It's tough because he showed you one thing. He knows exactly what to do to get you back because he authentically, genuinely probably missed her so much that he was like, I'll do whatever it takes. And once he got back in, same thing goes down. But,
It's hard to change habits and behavior, you know. I mean, only time, you know, time does that. And then also the other person's willingness to do that. I think something that I think is extremely important that you mentioned, and so Sonic, you too, you know, when men say they need that space, and really, women too, whoever in the party says they need that space, they need a break, you know, being clear on what they hope to accomplish while you guys are apart.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, if it's just like, you know, I just want to be free, then that's all he wants, wants, or like you said, I need to spend this time figuring out what I'm going to be doing with my life, and I need to do that in my own space. Then when you come back together, that person should then have an expectation that this is what you were doing while you were gone. You weren't trying to, you know, I don't know, whatever your friend was trying, he was just trying to get back in and do the same shit.
Yeah, that was it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, sucks for her. She needs to go ahead and extend that break permanently.
Yeah,
do you think she will?
Once you got kids involved, I think it gets a little harder. I think she's stuck because, you know, he got his daughter, she got her son, and they're cool. And once he starts paying, you know, half of the rent again, which was, you know, of course, finances was a problem before.
Yeah.
I think she's just going to get caught in the rut, and that'll be that.
Wow. That is true. Certainly harder to take a break when you're taking a break from your significant other means that it's going to impact everyone around you or, you know, affect people's living conditions. And it's even more difficult to take a break living in the same household and never quite. Yeah, you never quite.
Yeah, it doesn't work. Yeah,
doesn't
I tried it.
Right.
Doesn't work.
Okay. So if you're one of those couples before we go to our musical break that are considering taking a break, think about the things that you might want to discuss prior to And if you're living together, before you ask to take that break, or not ask, make that decision to take the break, think about all of the impact that it's going to make. And if you really are taking a break, or does that person need to make some permanent decisions in your absence, like finding a new place or getting a roommate? So I think our producer has a musical selection for us.
So, I type a text to the girl I used to see, saying that I chose this cutie pie with whom I want to be. And I apologize if this message gets you down. Then I CC'd every girl that I'd CC round town. And hate to see y'all frown, but I'd rather see her smiling. Wetness all around me, true. But I'm no island, peninsula maybe. Makes no sense, I know crazy. Give up all this pussy cat that's in my lap. No looking back, spaceship. Don't come equipped with rear view mirrors. They dip as quick as they can. The atmosphere is now ripped. I'm so like a pimp. I'm glad it's night. Throw the light from the sun. Would not burn me on my bum when I shoot the moon. High jump the broom like a preemie out the womb. My partner yelling too soon. Don't do it. Reconsider. Read some litter. Sure on the subject. You sure? You know we got your back like chiropractic. Tick if that do you dirty. We'll wipe her out as in detergent. Now hurry, hurry, go on to the altar. I know you ain't a pimp, but pimp, remember what I taught you. Keep your heart, three stacks. Keep your heart, hey, keep your heart, three stacks. Keep your heart. Man, these girls are smart, three stacks. These girls are smart. Play your part. Play your part.
To choose it, lover, never without a rubber. Never in the sheets like it on top of the cover. Money on the dresser, drive a compressor. Top notch. Get the most, not the lesser. Fresh like the for $40 in the club. Up the game, she gets no love. She be cross country giving all that she got. A thousand a pop, I'm pulling billions off the lot. I smashed up the gray one, bought me a red. Every time we hit the parking lot, we turn head. Some wanna choose, but them is too scary. You chose me, you ain't a pimp, you a fairy.
Time to get down with the team. The grass is greener on that other side. If you know what I mean, I show you. You've never seen the seven wonders of the world. And I could make you the eighth if you wanna be my girl. If I say my girl, I don't mean my woman. That ain't my style. Need a real street stalker. Stalker, walk a green mile. We piling up the paper on the dining room table. Cause you able to realize I'm the truth and not a fable. Baby, we rocking Russian table. Keep that chiller on the rack. What I look like with $1,000 up on my back. $1 million Mac, they need $1 billion. Put my pimpin' in your life. Watch your daddy get rich. Easy as ABC. Simple as 1, 2, 3. Get down with UGK. Pimp CBU with B. Cause what's up with no pimp? And what's a pimp with no? Don't be a lame. You know the game and how it goes. We try to get chose.
Many, many decisions with precision. I pick or make my selection on who I choose to be with. Girl, don't touch my protection. I know you want it to slip, but slipping is something I don't do. Tipping for life. That's like making it rain every month on schedule. Let me tell you, get your parasol umbrella, cause it's gonna get wetter. Better prepare you for the sea support. She's supposed to spend it on that baby, but we see she don't.
Ass Paul McCartney, the lawyers couldn't stop this. Slaughter of them pockets had to tie to a rocket.
Send her into outer space, I know he wish she could, cause he paying 20K a day, that eating good. Like an infant on a double D, just getting crumb, cause you miscalculated the next to the last pump.
Dump, dump in the gut, raw from the giddy. Yep, better choose the right one or pick the kitties up. So.
Hey, y'all.
That's
We're
my
back.
Jam right there. That's my jam right
Is
there.
Is it really?
I like that song. I like that right there.
International Players Anthem by UGK. It's always nice to be the chosen one. So So before we close up for the night, so Sonic, you got an X file for us?
Oh yeah, I'll give y'all an X file. This is a real recent actually. I had a few vacation days set up, and you know, I was going out of state for a little event, and you know, the state that I was going to, you know, with this girl I was seeing on and off for a while. You know, her daughter's in the picture. You know, her daughter's father's not around, so she kind of gravitates to me. And, you know, I care about her as well, of course, you know. And, you know, I went over there. Everything was good. We had a great weekend. Wonderful, you know what I mean? I was on my way back to the bus station coming back to New York. And, you know, I'm getting dressed, getting ready to leave. And, you know, she asked me, can I see your phone? I said, sure. This is my phone. I ain't got nothing in the phone. No, I mean, you know, I ain't got nothing to hide. I'm not hiding anything. But I said, let me look at your phone. Okay? So we're both looking at each other's phones now, right? So we do have a history where, in a sense, where I've caught her, you know, dipping and dabbing more than a few times on social networks with different men, right? I also have a situation. I've also caught her in a situation where, you know, some guy on Instagram that she's been talking to back and forth, leaving her messages on her phone, talking about Terry, how's your daughter doing? And she was supposed to go fly all the way out to Miami because that's where this dude lives, right? Right. So, you know, she was supposed to fly out there, he was going to pay for everything, all that, you know, and that was the history. And, you know, we had our talk, and it was like, all right, let's move on from this, you know what I mean? This isn't going to happen again, you're not going to talk to this dude, you know, whatever, you're not going to do me like this no more, right? But she's going to be my phone, she ain't find nothing, but I'm clean, you know what I mean? Guess what I found on her phone? The same dude, right?
From Miami.
Same dude from Miami, and there were two other dudes. Right?
Oh.
Anyway, yeah, it's for the dudes. Anyway, but that's just what I found. I can only imagine somebody ain't found. But I'm cool. I'm like, hey, look, I ain't going tripping, man. We had a good weekend. You know, these are the social dudes, social network dudes. I ain't tripping. It's all good. Right? I'm getting ready to go. He says, no. Get out of my house.
What?
He told me to get out of her house. She said, I'm a liar. You a liar. Get out of my house. I'm like, yo, wait up. Hold up. What are you talking about? Because she lives in the boondocks. You know what I mean? You have to walk like a mile to the bus station, and then from the bus station, you got to wait to take a bus to the train station, and then from the train station, I can go to where I can come back to New York, take the bus to come back to New York. People, get out of my house right now. Just get out. And I'm trying to put on my shoes. She's flipping out. She took my clothes, my coat. Just get out. I was like, yo, I'm leaving. You know, because, you know, I don't want her to get violent. So I'm outside in the cold. This is just when it started getting really, really cold. I'm outside in the cold, no jacket on, right? I'm like, yo, I got to get my stuff, man. I go back and knocking on the door. Like, yo, give me my jacket, man. Let me just get my stuff so I can leave. No, she's not letting me in. Then her roommate let me in, and then she runs out the house with my jacket and stuff, and she leaves. And, yo, it was crazy. So for me, I'm like, I'm just trying to keep my cool because she got caught. She fell back up. She got caught. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
She was guilty. She called me a liar, right? Get my stuff, and I just want to leave. This is like 7 in the morning. Okay? So I have no means to getting my stuff back. You know what I mean? She's kicking me out the house. I ain't got no stuff. I try to go back inside. She ran out the house with my jacket and my stuff. She took her roommate's car and bounced. All right? She took her roommate's car and bounced. So I'm like, yo, what do I got to do? How can I get my stuff? Because I got to come back to New York so that at early afternoon, I had, you know, a certain engagement I had to be at, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, yo, I got to go. So what else could I do? I called the police. I was like, yo, I called the police team. And I'm not want to call the police on nobody. I just wanted my stuff.
I know.
So I could leave. I didn't want her getting locked up. I wasn't trying to snitch. None of that. I was like, yo, I'm in another state. You know, I don't got nothing here. I don't got no jacket. It's cold outside. What do I do? So I called the police. Police came. They got my stuff. And then, you know, she's talking to the police. Like, no, we do this all the time. Tell them we do this all the time.
Oh, my God.
I'm like, yo, nah. I didn't say nothing. I was like, no, I just want my jacket. I just want my stuff. And let me just go. And I ended up walking off. I didn't even know how I figured out my way back. But I got back to New York. And it's crazy, man.
Here you are.
I'm telling you.
So
man,
is that
I'm telling you, I'll be going through stuff.
Yeah, you really know how to pick them. No more trips for you.
Yeah, I gotta stay local.
Stay out of people's phones.
I wasn't flipping. I saw what I saw. I was so cool, man. I was too cool. That's what it was. I didn't show any emotion.
You were just cool. Exactly.
Yeah, I didn't show any emotion in that. Yeah.
She likes a little bit of drama, it sounds like. Wow.
I didn't like a lot of drama, man.
I didn't want to say it.
I was trying to save her. That's so sad. I was trying to save her. You know what I mean? The daughter and all that. I was trying to save him. I'm not even going to see him. Take your cape off.
Man, it's interesting here. You know what? Maybe we need to have these X-Files live, because sometimes I have questions, and when they're pre-recorded, I really can't, you know, get into what was behind the story. So all that to say, stay in New York until we approve these trips. And these women.
Oh, we have to call the police.
Oh, gosh,
man. I can't believe it. I feel like such a snitch. I'm like, oh, I got to get my jacket. I just bought this jacket. It was like a leather, you know what I mean? It's like a good leather jacket. I needed it and it was cold.
You were dealing. It's okay. It's justifiable. You were dealing with the crazy. So to recap our show, taking breaks. Yeah, it's okay. There are some benefits to it, but be very, very clear why you're taking a break, what you expect to happen during the break, what you expect not to happen during the break, and when the break is going to be over. Did I get that?
You got it.
Okay. So break's not always a bad thing. Let's see. What else? What else did we learn? 50% of couples break up and then get back together, but we have no idea out of that 50% that get back together if they stay together. So, I don't know. What do you think? Let's take a guess.
I think they end up breaking up anyway, unless, you know, they've been together for a really long time and they have children. And other than that, I mean, if it's like a 2-year or 3-year relationship,
yeah,
they don't got nothing to really hold y'all together. Okay.
I think so too.
If y'all together for 5-6 months and you want a break, I mean, you know, come on.
Yeah, I think they. I agree with you. I think they break up anyways, and the ones that stay together aren't happy.
Yeah.
So that's just as good as a breakup. But maybe our producers will get us what the stats are on the other 50%. Let me see. What else did we learn? That Sha really grew up this year, and that's always a good thing. He grew up and he had to check out, but he did. He did send us a message saying Happy New Year, and he'll be back with us next week. So check us out every Sunday at 8 p.m., The Emotion Picture, theemotionpicture.com. We're on Facebook, on Instagram, on Twitter, all that. And special shout-out to you, Soul Sonic, for stepping in for Brother Victorious. We love having you on the show as a guest host, and, of course, we can't wait to hear better X-Files from you.
I'm working hard trying to get some new material for y'all.
Man, you're going to go to jail trying to get material for
me. No, not me.
I just want my jacket.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying. I was almost in tears. Like, you're just pleasing me.
Hell yes. Hold up there. I was almost in tears with a coat, a scarf, a hat, gloves, and everything, so I can only imagine. I probably would have strangled the hell. Let's see, other announcements. If you are listening and you are in the Clearwater, Florida area, please come by and see us at Body Altitude. We are working on getting fit and taking everyone with us. And if you're out there mobile and you're ready to change your health and nutrition and fitness and all that other good stuff, we have Body Altitude Mobile, so check that out too. Anything going on in your life you want the people to know about? Here's your chance. So, Sonic, go ahead.
Keep staying tuned with the Emotion Picture Radio Show. You know, I'll definitely be calling, checking in. And I just want to, you know, send my love out to all the listeners and everybody in the emo group that's out there listening, checking in, or going to be listening. You know, I love y'all and, you know, great conversations we have in that group. So, yeah, that's it. You know, Happy New Year to you and yours, to Sha, to Brother Victorious. I hope he gets better. And, I can't wait till next week. You know what I mean?
Thank you. Thanks, Sonic. And everybody stay tuned. We have a Mile High Club show coming up or something like that. Nikki's got something for you guys. So good night. Have a wonderful week, and we will talk to you next Sunday. Peace.
I've been drinking. I get filthy when that liquor get it on me. I've been thinking. Why can't I keep my fingers off it, baby? I want you. Cigars on ice. Feeling like an animal with these cameras all in my grill. Flashing lights. You got me pity, baby, I want you.
Daddy, I want you.